I write a lot of letters to a lot of people, and I get some pretty interesting answers. But
what do you write letters about?
Oh, well, it depends. Right now, I think we need a huge improvement on our passenger rail service. When I think about it, Germany and Japan have these phenomenal rail systems, and they lost the war. One of my pet peeves is that Amtrak will not allow pets on trains. Okay, they argue that the USDA made such stringent requirements that they can't do it. But they're allowed to take assistance animals on, so if the conditions are adequate for that, why not for my dog? And, I'm sure I've written on any subject that you care to mention. Healthcare, don't stop me on that.
Do people respond to your letters?
You get responses, yeah. You get. John Kerry doesn't answer his mail for some reason. I quit on him a long time ago. He disappointed me in his run for the presidency. But Richie Neal answers. And it's to the point. It's not some sort of a form letter, that you can see that, I don't know that he himself reads it, but he has a staff that takes care of it. You write to the head of Verizon, you get results like right away. And I don't think Ivan Seidenberg has ever seen one of my letters, but you get it done. Well, he's from the Bronx, so that helps. And
do you tell him you're from Brooklyn when you write?
No. No, I mean, if it would be relevant, I would do it, but no. And lately it's been about healthcare and the rail system, and maybe that's it for now. I don't know what else. I'm sure I wrote other stuff. I'm always doing it. Most of the time it doesn't get published, but the letters to the editor, almost anyone of any consequence that I write to answers. And that's how I know that I knew something that Doris Kearns Goodwin didn't know. But
do you want to talk about that?
Well, it was about this destroyer escort that was manned by a black crew, and I had mentioned it to her, and it was in connection with the fact that these people were receiving, the black men were receiving, black sailors, bad treatment here in this country and good treatment in Ireland. And I mentioned that about this ship, and that it was called Eleanor's Folly. And she had never heard of that, which I thought was absolutely amazing, because she really is very, very well informed, especially on stuff like that. But she doesn't know me from Adam. She managed to find her to write a couple of times. I just, in my going through stuff on my computer, I found a copy of a letter from Jimmy Hoffa. And when I was a farmer, I forgot about this till this second, we tried to organize farmers to get them into a union, but it didn't work. We had support of United Auto Workers. Roy Ruther was behind us. Couldn't do it. Jimmy Hoffa tried and he failed also. And this letter is telling me that he's going to go down to Ireland and see what he can do. And he didn't do it. And I found a letter from Conrad Lorenz, a German ethologist who wrote extensively on especially about his gray-legged geese and so on and so forth. And there was something in one of his books that I mentioned to my wife that she used in her dissertation. So, but even he answered, you know, here's this letter from this very famous scientist from the Max Planck Institute in Germany someplace. And, you know, people answer letters, I think, more often than not. You know, unless it's just some insulting stuff. Maybe, you know, they would send you a bomb, but